Mr. Whittaker, is what you are saying possible?
Honorable Minister, once you see how our device works, you're not going to have any doubts, believe me. This could revolutionize how we educate kids, here in India and all over the world.
And you say a child would be able to use it easily?
Yes, sir.
This I am eager to see.
We have a team back home in America that's been working very hard on this. I'm sure you won't be disappointed.
For your sake, I hope I am not. I like you, Mr. Whittaker. But I will be honest. If your invention does disappoint me, I'm afraid there are others who will be more than willing to take your place.
I understand. We'll do our best.
I wonder what he's doing in there.
Thanks for covering, Nick. I'll be right back.
Psst! Connie!
Huh? Marvin, what are you doing?
Shh! I'm listening.
To what?
Some weird sounds in Mr. Whittaker's laboratory. Listen.
Okay. Oh, that's weird, all right. Well, let's find out what it is.
Are you sure he'll let you in there?
Sure, I'm sure. I think. Well, it won't hurt if we just take a peek anyway.
You can see, by using this device, one teacher can teach students.
What's going on?
All over the
it's
country.
Just Whit talking about teaching or something.
Well, why'd you close the door?
Well, I really shouldn't be peeking in on him like that. I should have asked.
I agree.
Whit! Whit!
Mr. Whittaker?
What are you doing here when you're in there?
Well, just open the door.
Okay.
That's actually a holographic projector, projecting a recorded image of me.
Whoa, that's way cool.
And I'm officially freaked out.
What's it for?
Actually, this is just one part of a major project Eugene and I are working on. It's far from completion, but I suppose I could show it to you now.
Show me what? You mean, there's more?
Oh, yes. Marvin, Connie, I'd like to introduce our newest invention. Oh, hi there. Welcome to Odyssey. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but most folks around here call me Whit. Why don't you get the whole family together and join us for another exciting adventure in Odyssey? So, are you ready?
Of course.
Yes, sir.
Well, just step through the doorway.
Wow!
Marvin, that's a water cooler.
Oh.
The invention is on the lab table there.
Precise.
Huh. Eugene?
Huh? Greetings, Mr. Whittaker. Master Washington, Miss Kendall.
Hey,
Eugene. Hi, Eugene.
It's a laptop?
With stuff sticking out of it?
Well, this may appear to be a laptop with stuff sticking out of it, but... Well, perhaps Mr. Whittaker should explain.
The device you're looking at is a combination computer, mm-hmm. transceiver, phone, and a projector.
Wow.
Thus the name EduLink.
It's not necessarily new technology, but a new way of combining technology. And we've discovered a way to produce these very inexpensively.
Once completed, this EduLink will be totally self-sufficient, working on solar power or wind-up power, like so.
You can wind it up?
Yep.
Each EduLink will be programmed to tap into special internet sites geared toward education.
And, for the proverbial icing on the cake, each EduLink will actually perform much like a miniature television station, able to transmit information to another laptop hundreds of miles away without having to use any wires, satellites, or expensive towers.
Whoa, my brain is boggling.
Well, here's the exciting part. There are millions of children in India who are too poor or too far away from schools to get an education.
Mm-hmm.
Until now.
Oh, I see where you're going.
But it's not just for education. There's a missionary organization called Gospel for India that's trying to educate these kids while telling them about Jesus. Right now, they're reaching thousands of kids, but using the EduLink, they can reach millions of kids for Christ. Which is where you might come in handy, Marvin.
Doing what?
You think you could help me with this?
Really? Why me?
Since our goal is to help educate kids, we want to make the EduLink kid-friendly with features a kid would appreciate.
Oh, and I get to be the guinea pig? Or the kid?
Precisely.
So, are you interested in helping us, Marvin?
Wow, are you kidding? Yes, sir, I'm in.
All right, it's almost time.
What's going on?
Oh, Jason's going to call. He's coordinating the EduLink project over in India, and he said he'd give us an update right around... now, actually.
Mr. Whitaker, would you like me to put him on the speakerphone?
Yeah, please.
Very well.
Hello?
Hey, Dad.
I've got Eugene and Marvin with me, Jason. They've been working very hard on the EduLink, and they're coming up with some great ideas.
Yeah.
Oh, is everything all right?
Well, I've got some news.
This doesn't sound like good news.
Look, Dad, there's an organization setting up shop here called the One World Government Education Fund.
Yeah?
These guys say they can educate more kids in India and do it more efficiently than our friends at Gospel for India.
Oh.
Here, listen to their proposal. We believe in progressive education for all the world's children while promoting, and get this, harmony with the spirits of nature, whatever that is. Mm. And their director actually wants to use hypnosis to help kids learn better. Can you believe this stuff?
Hmm. This does not portend well.
Here's the deal. The Minister of Education has to make a decision soon on whether to go with One World or with Gospel for India. It's a 5-year contract, and if One World gets it, we're going to lose a major opportunity.
Millions of children.
Is there anything we can do?
Actually, there is. I've got another appointment with the Minister of Education, and I think if I can show him the EduLink and how it works, he'll be convinced to go with us, because One World doesn't have anything like it.
Well, good, good.
There's only one catch, though.
Oh.
I need the EduLink fully functional within 3 weeks.
What? What? Excuse me.
3 weeks? Jason, that's impossible.
Preposterous.
I'm sorry, but that's the deadline he's given me.
Well, can you show him our project proposal? Maybe some photos? Something like that.
Dad, he told me he doesn't want theories. Huh. He wants proof the EduLink actually works, nothing less. Look, I know it's a lot of pressure on you, but that's what we're up against.
I'll get back to you, Jason.
Okay, great. Thanks, Dad. I'll be praying. Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Farewell.
See you later.
How can we do this?
Well, at this point, it's now a matter of miniaturizing the holographic projector, incorporating the auto-translator, creating a second EduLink so that we can send signals from here, and, how can we do this?
Well, we can't.
Oh. Oh?
So we're just gonna quit?
No, I didn't say that.
Oh?
Yes, this deadline may be impossible, but what may be impossible for us is very possible for God.
This is EduLink 1, calling EduLink 2. Come in, EduLink 2.
Yes, I read you, EduLink 1, and I can see you waving at me on my screen.
Wonderful.
Huzzah! We've transmitted all the way from Odenton. Today, Odenton. Tomorrow, Guwahati! That's a city in eastern India, you know.
So what do I do?
Simply try the wind-up power handle whilst I observe.
Okay.
Note. Need more ergonomic handle. Note. Need more efficient gear ratio.
Oops.
Note. Need new assistant.
What?
Merely jesting, Master Washington.
Only 12 days to go.
Because I am only too well aware. Are you getting enough sleep, Mr. Whitaker?
I'll be fine, Eugene. Let's just keep going.
Very well.
Here's a list of Bible verses my dad put in his office to encourage him. So, whenever you need it, I'll read it.
Oh, that's a good idea, Marvin.
Oh, wait. Here, Eugene.
Huh?
I can do all things through Christ, who strengthens me. Philippians 4:13.
Oh, well, thank you, Master Washington, for that pleasant reminder.
Ah, So the projector has a short in it?
Indeed. And the solar panels aren't functioning whatsoever.
Oh.
And a vital part of the transceiver may not arrive for 2 weeks.
Oh.
Mr. Whitaker.
Yeah?
Our prognosis is doubtful at best.
Good morning.
Oh, good morning, Marvin.
You've been up all night again?
Oh, we've got to get it done. We're running out of time.
Mr. Whitaker?
Huh?
You look kind of pale.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Hi, Connie.
Eugene's on his way in. I got some fresh coffee for you, Whit. Whit?
Huh?
Whit, are you feeling okay?
I'm feeling fine, Connie. I think I need to lie down.
Good idea. And I'm calling a doctor right now.
Connie, no. Don't fuss.
Marvin, please keep an eye on him.
Uh-huh.
Whit, you stay put.
The doctor says I'm suffering from exhaustion. He says I need to rest and not do anything for a few days.
A few days?
Wow.
Oh. I think I may be able to talk on the phone and step
Excuse
you through.
Excuse me, but I don't think so. You need to rest, Whit. That's why you're in the hospital?
Yeah. I suppose you're right, Connie. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's perfectly all right, Mr. Whitaker. We'll be just fine.
Yeah, well, we'd better get out of here. We'll see you later, Whit.
Well, thank you all for stopping in.
Bye, Mr.
Okay,
Whitaker.
Bye,
Mr.
Take
Whitaker.
It easy.
You better.
Yeah. Quickly.
Looks like he's gonna be okay.
Yep, he'll be out of here in no time.
So, what are you guys gonna do now? I mean, with the project.
Well, I suppose we should keep going, but it all feels less important now under the circumstances.
It's not less important. Whit would want you to keep going on it.
Yeah, she's right, Eugene.
Oh, but it's a logistical question now. It was already impossible to finish the Edulink on time, and now it's even impossibler.
Eugene, you just used the word impossible.
It's a neologism.
Do I need to check you in here, too? You're starting to worry me.
Oh. Mr. Whitaker works so hard on it. We can't let him down.
You're right. Master Washington, we have 3 days. It's likely we will miss our deadline. But if we give up now, we most certainly will. I say, let's give it our best.
Who said anything about giving up?
That's the spirit. Master Washington, I'm afraid the transceiver module I ordered is incompatible.
Which means?
In the vernacular, we're sunk.
You guys need any help?
Jason!
Jason? What are you doing here?
Connie told me you guys were back here working hard.
What a remarkable gesture to make such a long journey.
Well, I figured I might be able to help out. So, for what it's worth, here I am.
Oh, most assuredly. Your expertise in remote broadcasting transmission would be extremely helpful.
Let's just pray we can get this thing finished in time.
Indeed.
What happened to you?
I got a little damp trying to roll up the window on Eugene's car.
Oh, Miss Kendall, thank you.
I will be so glad when you're all through with this thing. You're forgetting stuff, like rolling up your window.
And saying things like impossibler.
Yeah.
Well, I apologize, but all will be worth it in the end. And this may very well be the end. Master Washington, It is time to proceed with the final transceiver test.
Standing by on Edulink 2.
Ahem. Edulink 1 to Edulink 2. Do you read me?
Yes.
I read you.
And I see you.
And the projector works.
I hereby announce that the Edulink and all its components are hereby functioning within their expected norms of capacity.
Huh?
It works!
Yeah!
Oh, that's great!
You did it!
Wow. I can't believe it.
Well, believe it, Master Washington.
Wow, that was close.
Yeah.
Well, let's get this all boxed up.
Oh, no.
The power went out.
We must unplug the Edulink.
It's too dark. I can't see.
I'll get it.
Good. It's back up.
Eugene, everything all right?
Jason, tell me you unplugged everything.
No. I didn't get to it in time.
Oh, no. Oh.
Eugene, what's wrong? What happened?
There was a power surge.
So, will you please tell us what's going on?
Well, that's the problem. Nothing seems to be going on. Nothing is working. Not one component.
Eugene, don't tell me.
Yes. The Edgelink is dead.
Is it working at all?
Edgelink 2 is dead, but Edgelink 1 made it through.
Yeah, but you need both Edgelinks to demonstrate the system, right?
Correct.
Okay, how about this? I'll take Edgelink 1 back with me to India. Maybe the minister will be able to see that we're making progress.
Yes.
It might buy you some time while you fix Edgelink 2.
No, the only problem with that is we need you here to help us fix it.
Oh, that's right.
Why don't we mail it to him?
Hey, good idea. We'll ship Edgelink 1 now, and then I'll book a flight for Thursday.
But that means you'll only be here to help for 2 more days.
Eugene, that's as long as I can wait. I have to be there to demonstrate it.
Well, I guess we have no choice.
All right, I'll go ship this one. You guys sure have your work cut out for you. You guys realize you only have 5 minutes before Jason has to leave for the airport?
I know.
Edgelink 2 is virtually ready. You can go, Jason.
You don't need me anymore.
No, go catch your flight. We'll run the program from here.
Okay, I'm out of here. Great work, everybody.
Just one more adjustment. There, we're done.
All right.
Great.
I suppose we can finally relax.
I totally agree, Eugene. You haven't slept in 2 days. Huh? You've got to take a rest.
However, I want to be here when Jason calls. However, that's still several hours away. However, I'm so utterly exhausted, I can't sleep.
However, I got you covered. These sleeping pills will knock you out in no time.
Well, Miss Kendall, I'm rather unpropitious towards ingesting pharmaceutical concoctions.
Eugene, look at me. Huh? You need it. Huh? I'm not about to have two of you in the hospital.
Oh, there you are. Very well.
Look, take 3 of these, and here's some water.
I believe I shall. Thank you, Miss Kendall. You know,
Wow. That was quick.
Yep. Eugene's the only person I know who can sleep standing up. Here, Marvin, help me get into the couch.
Okay. Yeah, I was just cleaning up the tools. Are you?
Harold, help me wake up Eugene. Hurry, hurry.
What's wrong?
Eugene! Eugene!
Tessellating hexagons.
Eugene!
What's going on?
Jason says his connecting flight just got canceled. He's stuck in Mumbai.
Oh, no!
Ironic oxymoron.
Wake up, Eugene! Jason's appointment with the minister was supposed to be in 2 hours. Oh. Eugene!
Morons. Oxen. Oxen are morons.
Connie! These pills say you're only supposed to take 1.
What? And I gave him 3. Oh, no!
What are we gonna do?
You talk to Jason. He's still on the line.
Okay.
Jason?
Still here.
I told Marvin. Eugene's still, asleep.
Oh, not good. So Eugene's out of commission, Dad's in the hospital, and I'm stuck in Mumbai. That would leave you, Marvin.
Me?
Yeah. Any ideas?
Wait. The minister has Edulink 1 with him, right?
Right. But he says that's not enough. He wants to see it demonstrated, and he's out of range from here.
But we've still got our holographic projector here, right?
Uh-huh. I see where you're heading, Marvin. We can send live video on the internet, and it'll project a holographic image on his Edulink.
You think it'll work?
Well, let's give it a try.
One moment, and I will connect you with the Minister of Education.
I don't know if I can do this.
You don't have a choice.
I don't know if I can remember all the...
Look, we're out of time. You can do it.
Hello.
Hello, Minister. Mr. Minister?
Yes, who is this?
Hi, I'm Marvin Washington. I'm a kid.
Yes, I understood you would be calling. You may proceed.
Well, I'm gonna show you how easy it is for kids to use the Edulink to learn stuff.
Very well.
Okay, please push the first button at the top of your control panel. It's got a picture of a projector on it.
Yes, I see. Oh my, it's so lifelike, like you're here with me in person.
It's a holographic projector. See, a teacher could use this to teach anyone with an Edulink. And you don't have to use satellites or wires or anything like that. Each Edulink acts like a little TV station.
But we have a problem. Very few of these villages have electricity.
Oh, no problem. See that black rectangle at the top? It gets solar power from the sun. And on the side is a handle for wind-up power.
I see.
And the real cool part is, kids can use it, like me.
Well, Mr. Washington, I will be reviewing this machine. Thank you very much.
I can show you more.
Yes, and I want to see more, but I would like someone else to be here for the rest of your presentation. I will call you back.
Thank you, sir.
Marvin, you did great!
Thanks.
Eugene, you would have been proud. Oh, it's great to have you back, Whit.
Oh, thank you. I feel much better.
As do I. You know, 27 hours of sleep certainly helps one feel rested.
Marvin, Connie tells me you did a wonderful job with the minister.
The minister wasn't the only one there. He showed it to the prime minister, too.
Uh-huh.
The prime minister of India?
Yep. He was so impressed that it was a kid making this work.
Oh, good job, Marvin.
I just showed him what you taught me.
So it looks like we did our part, and the rest...
was up to God.
Right. Oh, excuse me. Hello, Wits End. Jason, hold on, I've got everybody here with me.
Speakerphone on.
Hey, Marvin, you're a natural.
Yeah?
Yeah, get a load of this. The Prime Minister was so excited by what he saw that he called me just a few minutes ago. Dad, everybody, they want to move forward with the Edulink program, like right now.
Wow!
How soon can we start?
Well, as soon as you're ready, we're definitely ready on this end.
Oh, most assuredly.
Congratulations, guys.
Oh, yeah. What do you know about that?
I guess we just saw the impossible happen, huh, Mr. Whitaker?
I think we saw something even more important than the impossible, Marvin. I think we discovered there's no such thing.
Yeah, you're right about that.
Sometime God may ask you to do something that seems impossible. That's when it's a good idea to remember what Jesus said in Matthew 19:26. With God, all things are possible. Look all through the Bible and you'll see stories where men and women faced the impossible. Take Moses, for example. He and the Israelites were up against the Red Sea and the Egyptian army was charging after them. God told Moses to stretch out his hand over the sea. Moses obeyed and God did the impossible. He split the sea in two for the Israelites to cross. So do your part, obey God, and leave the impossible part to Him. Adventures and Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. The Impossible was written and directed by John Fornoff. Our sound designer was Nathan Jones, with music by John Campbell. Our vocal talent included Paul Herlinger, Katie Lee, Townsend Coleman, Kendra Berry, and Sean Donnellan, with Will Ryan as Eugene. Our producers were Marshall Younger and Bob Hoos. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.